Oh, hello. I didn't see you there, beautiful human. Looking for a book? Well, you're just in time. I just reset the magical seal on the door to the Arcane Library. But don't worry, I'll let you out once you've found your book. Hey, I can't send you home without a book. My, how you're looking at me. It's the ears, isn't it? Elegantly pointed, sweetly curved, and adorned with this silver jewelry. It's all right, you can stare. I'm fond of my ears, too. They're a little red right now. I'm blushing. I'm the only elf girl here in the Arcane Library. The other librarians are human, and they've all gone home. There's just me closing up shop. All alone in this vast library, where all the books that have ever been written are stacked, shelved, arranged in pyramids and towers and staircases. So many books. Oh, yeah, I'm serious. All the books. The library is much bigger than you think. Lots of concealed rooms. Oh, maybe it's the glasses you're looking at. You've probably never seen a cute, bosomy elf woman wearing eyeglasses before. No, they're not cosmetic, they're real. I really have burned out my eyes pretty badly. 493 years of working in the library will do that, even to an elf girl. I do like to read. And I really like these glasses. I had a warlock make them for me. He'd kept some of the forbidden texts in his lab for centuries, and you would not believe the library finds he'd racked up. I forgave them all in return for these beautiful spectacles with lenses of enchanted crystal. They magnify, they light up text for my eyes after dark, they give me x-ray vision. Oh, don't worry, I'm not abusing it right now. I am totally not checking you out and seeing how gorgeous you look under your clothes, sexy human. Oh, and these glasses also let me read people. I can see auras when I have them on. Yours is burning bright red right now. You're like this torch fire of passion. I wonder if you're like that every time you're talking to a pretty girl, or if it's just this librarian elf girl with the eyeglasses and the really sexy tits who does that to you. So, how can I help you, lovely human? We'll have to be quick. The lights will shut off automatically in a while. Okay. You want to see the forbidden lore? May I see your credentials? We have that room locked down pretty tight. Oh, you're an apprentice mage. Oh, well, that's okay then. As long as you don't ask to see the scrolls for summoning the elder gods, you're good. It's a little bit of a walk. The grimoires and spellbooks aren't exactly on display to the general public. But come with me, I'll get you there. Right this way. Sexy human, you're staring again. You like watching my body move in this tight dress, don't you? Well, I have a confession to make. This isn't quite the usual librarian outfit. I do like to tease the beautiful humans. But can you blame me? You're also passionate and lustful and glowing with life. I suppose it's because you're mortal and haven't any time to waste. For you, life itself is like a lover for the night. You have to fuck her hard and make her squeal for you. Make her give you every bit of pleasure she can. Oh, I love mortals. So it's all right. I don't mind if you watch my ass sway in this tight skirt, or if you get a glimpse of my warm, soft elven tits. I left the top few buttons undone. Just for cute humans like you to get a peek. You like my smooth, elegant legs too, don't you? The other elves think I'm silly for wearing heels. They call it a primitive human custom. And I have seen how these heels torture human girls. But I'm not human. I am an elf woman. Delicate and graceful and gorgeous as an ocean sunrise. I can spin in these like a dancer. Watch. See? You'd be amazed at what my legs can do, mortal. You are beautiful. Maybe after you find your book, beautiful human, we might walk over together to the treetop cafe, and you can get me something to eat. I might like that. Getting something to eat. What do you humans call it? A date? Would you like to date me, human? You're really cute. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind at all. Oh, good. It's all settled. Oh, I really like how you kiss. And I love how you taste. Maybe I can taste more of you later. And I like being pressed into you like this. You feel so good. So warm and so good. Feel my hands gently on your body. And my lips soft on your cheek. Kiss me again, beautiful human. Kiss me again. I want to make sure that kiss was as sweet and sensual as I thought it was. A second kiss, just to make sure. Oh, wow. Yes. You should definitely date me. Okay. Now, let's find your book. Okay. Here we are. Don't worry, that scary lock with all the chains will respond to the caresses of my fingers. I'm authorized. There we go. Come inside, human. Not many people ever come back here. I do, sometimes. Here, breathe in the scent of this place. Oh, all those books. That's the sexiest smell in the whole world. A cute librarian elf girl could come just from that smell. I know, this archive looks like quite a maze, but I imagine you won't get lost, magic user. Volumes on Battlecraft are to the left, sex magic to the right. Oh, you're surprised there are so many volumes of sex magic? Don't be. Wizards are very kinky, to say nothing of the witches. Here, look. This one's one of my favorites. Here's a spell for making invisible fingers pinch and milk your lover's nipples while your hands are busy elsewhere. Very useful. And here's a spell of opening and comfort. It's a really sweet, gentle spell for use with a lover who's had a past filled with nightmares and wants to surrender in her lover's arms but is frightened. And doesn't find it easy to relax her body. Here's one for, well, breast enhancement. Not that you have any trouble with that. Your breasts are perfect. I mean, I know human women get funny about their size and everything, but I would feel so, so good with your tits pressed gently to mine. I really like them. Not that I'm peeking under your clothing with my x-ray glasses. Nuh-uh, I'm being a good elf girl. Let's see. Ah, here we are. a spell for relentless, inescapable, cascading orgasms. Did you know a female body can survive 400 orgasms in a single night? Her mind won't survive it, though. That happened to the Princess of Eloria when she was kidnapped by the Necromantic Guild during the 95th century. Her orgasms fueled their magic to raise an army of the dead. Such a waste. The spell is meant to be used carefully on a willing lover. There's your lover, sweating beneath you in her bed, and you whisper this spell in her ear, with her consent. And you give her dozens and dozens of orgasms, while she writhes and moans, her soft pussy clenching and spasming with pleasure, her nails digging into your arms, her body hot and arched and wild with passion, until you've made her a sobbing, soaked, wet little mess in your arms. Oh, it's getting hot in here, isn't it? Oh, look at me, all flustered and sweaty. My elf ears twitching as I blush. I better just, undo another button. There we go. Let these tits breathe a little. Phew, all right. Ah, here's a spell of binding. Look. Oh, you've taken the book. You must be more interested than I thought. Is it the bondage that turned you on? Is that what you like? Do you like to tie a girl up? Capture a sweet, unsuspecting elf girl and bind her to your bed with her legs open and eager? Have her helpless and squirming and wet? Oh, wait, don't read the spell aloud. Mortal, wait! Oh, no. Oh, no. You've called tentacles out of the floor? Did you mean to do this? And they've got me. My wrists, my ankles, oh, my legs and arms. Oh, dear. Oh, they're so slimy and wet and strong. Whoa, okay. I'm on the floor, on my back, with warm, slick tentacles coiling around my calves, pulling my legs open. Oh, at least these ancient silk carpets are soft against my ass and shoulders. That's something. Okay, wow, these tentacles are really holding me. Well, here I am, tied tightly by tentacles, completely helpless. Yes, I'm blushing. Not because I've ever tried the spell on myself late at night when the library is closed. Of course not for any reason like that. But since you're the one who cast the spell, you're the only one who will be able to release me this time. Oh, these tentacles are holding me tight. They've got my arms wrapped up behind me and my legs spread, which is frightfully embarrassing because my skirt's hiked up and you can see my red satin panties. Oh my. Well, you just have to whisper the word in the ancient language for unbinding. You'll find it on the next page. Please? Wait, no, not that one. That's not the word for unbinding. That's... That was the word for undressing me, mortal. These tentacles ripped open all my buttons. And my bra. My luscious elven tits are completely naked. This is terrible. Oh. Oh, those tentacles are wrapping around my tits. Squeezing them, lifting them. This spell was written by a male sorcerer, clearly. Apparently these tentacles think that my tits need to be bound too, not just my limbs. Must be a hentai thing. Oh, wow, that, actually feels really good. Embarrassingly good. These tentacles just pulse and grip and squeeze my tits. Oh, I'm just milking my tits. If you don't free me soon, lovely mage, you're going to see a huge wet spot on my panties. Oh, no, no, don't repeat the spell. Wait. Damn, there go my panties. Torn right off me. I liked those. Well, I guess I don't have to worry about you seeing a wet spot on them. Oh, because I am dripping down my thighs. You can see the soft, silky hair between my thighs and my gentle lips. My warm elven pussy just glistening with my nectar. And my nipples hard and round as little berries. Oh, wow. I'm really wet. You realize I hadn't planned to show you my soaked little cunt until after our date? Okay, maybe the spell for unbinding now? Oh yes, thank you. Just say the spell. No, wait. Not that one. Oh no, 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 no. Oh no. Now there's a tentacle pressing its oozy, slimy tip against my tight little... Oh my goddess, that tentacle is slick. Oh no, oh no. Really, human? You couldn't tell that anal penetratus was the wrong spell? You really couldn't tell? Oh goddess. I think it's going to put it inside me. In my ass. Shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh, this is not going to be good. I am way too tight for this. Fuck. Wow, that's a thick tentacle. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my goddess. Oh. Oh, that tentacle is really sliding into my ass. Deep in my ass. Oh fuck. There is a tentacle in my ass. It's inside me. I feel really, really full. My elven ears are twitching like a rabbit's. Oh, I can't. Oh no, it's thrusting. Oh. Oh. It's slow and gentle, at least, so that's something. But it's really thick. Oh, I'd like to have a word with that hentai mage who wrote this spell and thrust a tentacle into his ass. Fuck. Okay, wow. This is making my tits bounce sweetly, isn't it? Yes. I can see how turned on you are. I lied. I really have been watching you under your clothes. Sorry. You're just so fucking hot. I really couldn't help it. And seeing me all tied up and getting ass-fucked by a slimy, engorged tentacle, and seeing my pointed elven nipples pucker like they're just begging for your mouth. This really is getting you excited. Oh... And it's so deep. And moving even faster. Okay. Maybe the spell of unbinding me now? I really can't get my arms free at all. I'm so captive. I've been so fucked. Oh. So the spell to... Yeah, release me. Oh, I know. I know it's somewhere on the page. I know it is. Not that I've used this spell 30 or 40 times before, but, if you just look a little harder, just a little, harder. Oh, I know you'll find it. Oh, you'd rather fondle my tits. Oh, okay. You can do that. You can do that for a moment, human. Oh my goddess, I'm wet. I'm just... Nectar running down my legs. Oh, I'm fogging up my eyeglasses. Oh, wow. What Wow, that feels so nice. When you play with my tits, your hands are so gentle and warm and just wonderful. Oh, kissing my nipples. Licking them. Human, is that a good idea? I might come. Oh, I might come. And this is a library. Seriously, this is the library. I shouldn't. Oh, no, I can't scream in a library. Oh, holy Usha. Human, please. Oh, fuck, your mouth feels so good. Please, it's too much. It's too much. And your fingers on my clit now. Oh, fuck, with a tentacle fucking my ass. Oh, I can hold on. I won't come. Yeah, I've got this. I'm a professional, sweet, good librarian elf girl. I don't come in front of patrons. I definitely don't come in front of patrons. Not even a really high human who is sucking my nipple. I don't. Oh, your fingers feel really good, mortal. Oh, caressing me. Oh, you beautiful human. Please, I need more. Oh, another spell? Okay, yay. Oh, a tentacle around my throat. Okay, yes, I am just a little bit into this. Yes. Oh, my cunt is pulsing. Shit. Yes, I am a very kinky librarian elf girl. I was planning to show you. Oh my goddess, how kinky I am. You know, after having coffee and a meal, and we could go on a date, you know? Oh, fuck. My ass is so full. My pussy is so hot right now. Screw the tape. Screw the fucking coffee tape. I'm yours. I'm all yours. Oh my goddess, I am so, so tight. Please kiss and suckle my nipples. Kiss me, and then put something inside me. Please, your fingers, please, goddess, please. I need your fingers inside me. If I don't get them inside me right now, I will just die. Oh, human, please fuck your hot little squirming elf girl. Please. Oh, that's my spot right there. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, you beautiful woman. Oh, goddess, curl those fingers inside me. Oh, do it. Please. Oh, my pussy fucking adores you. Oh, yes, you beautiful girl. Fuck, I love your fingers. I love them. Oh, yes. Oh, please. You have me all tied up, or else I'd have my hands all over your sweet, sexy body. Oh, please. Please put your mouth on me. You feel so good. You feel so good. You amazing human. Oh, I've never been this way. Never. I'm going to come so fucking hard. Oh my goddess, you are amazing. Please. I'm going to come on your fingers. I'm going to squeeze them so fucking hard. Please make me come. Oh, my back's arching. My tits lifted your mouth. This tentacle so thick in my ass and you. Oh, what are you doing to my pussy? Oh, I'm gonna come so hard. I'm gonna be so loud. I feel like I'm gonna scream, but library. You can't. Oh, you're making me squeal in the library. There's a spell. There's a spell. Oh, yes. Yes, that one. It'll thrust a tentacle in my mouth. It's gonna fuck my mouth and keep me quiet in the library, and I'm gonna come. Please come with me, oh my goddess. Oh, please, please, fuck your little wolf girl. Oh, you beautiful human. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, human, please, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh. Oh wow. I love how you sound when you come. Oh, I love it so much. You're such a good lover, and I'm absolutely soaked. The lights are out, and the library's dark. I feel your body on top of me. Oh, so warm. And all these tentacles holding me captive for your pleasure. Oof, I think my jaw's gonna be a little sore from the fix fucking that tentacle gave me. When you cast a sex spell, you don't stop halfway, do you? Oh, how you made me come and come and come. Oh, human, you are so, so hot. Oh, feel my pussy clenching? Those little aftershocks? You just destroyed me, human mage. Oh, goddess. Keep kissing me, you gorgeous human. Don't ever stop kissing me. Yes, my breasts are perfect for your hands. Oh, touch me. We still haven't found your book. Well, I can still see. Night vision glasses. Yeah, they're still a bit fogged. I know you can't see my face in the dark. Flushed from sex with strands of my hair stuck to my chest. I know I'm just a warm, wet, quivering woman beneath you in the dark with full inviting tits and a warm, tight pussy and lips to kiss and soft, soft skin to touch, but I can see your eyes, beautiful human. I want to see your face above mine all night. I'd cup your face gently in my hands if I wasn't tied up. Although I don't mind being tied up for you, spread open like a sweet little elf slut for you to taste and enjoy and fuck. Breathe in the scent, my lover. Now the room of forbidden lore smells like books and sex. I fucking love how we smell. With these glasses, I could read the titles on the spines. We could still find your book if you tell me which one. Or we could find it in the morning. The library's closed. It's all ours tonight. For hours and hours. And you have me naked except for my high heels and my skirt hiked up around my waist. Naked and fucked full of tentacles. And we're surrounded by books of the most erotic, wild sex magic ever written. So if you don't have anywhere to be tonight, we could probably try out a few of the other spells before dawn. Mm-hmm. If you want to. I think our coffee date is pretty much shot. But, if you don't mind spending the night in the arms of a bosomy, nerdy, wet librarian elf girl, we could just stay right here. Right here. Yeah. I promise I will be so hot for you. All night. Oh, yes. Caress my tits. This will be our special night. Alone together in the dark, surrounded by thousands of books, our bodies intertwined, soaked in sweat. Hot as fuck. With or without the tentacles. You can magic those tentacles off of me. Or see how many I can take. I feel pretty wild tonight. Like I could do anything. Like I could power a sun. All that heat, all that fire. It's all for you, my lover. And this body is all for you tonight. I'm yours. Tell me what you desire. I will give you every pleasure tonight. You beautiful human, I want to be everything for you tonight. Mm-hmm. Mm. Kiss me again. Mm. Kiss your tied up, well-fucked little elf girl. Kiss me, please. Mm. You're so fucking hot. Oh, I think this is gonna be a fun night, don't you?